know, when you have found yourself in a space where letting go of things, just making decisions in general, sometimes break your heart. The decisions, the choices that I made in the best interest of myself and people, right, have broken my heart. And I found the most peace coming out of it, right? Being out of it. So, some choices are gonna break your heart, man. Because you want somebody to be okay, because you have a big heart, because you just want people to be well, and you want to see to it that they're okay. You want to see to it that, hey, you still can do this. This project can still be finished. This can all still happen. But it breaks your heart to know that you have to let people go with love. You have to let things go with love and respect. You have to let things go with respect. You have to let things go with love and go home and grieve your choices. And when you sit to think about it months or years from now, look how much beauty came out of that, though. And you realize that you're always grieving what once served you, and now that it doesn't, you have to let it go. Like, you want your mom and your dad to all, your relatives to always be there. You just want the desires that you have to be. You want people to be, you know, their full happiness, their full self. And when your effort is no longer making that happen, when your effort goes unnoticed, even when your efforts go unused, unrecognized, and you know that this works, like, I can help you, it's a painful feeling. It's a depressing feeling that of all the people I had to let go, of all the things I had to let go, I've let go of everything and everyone that I knew I could help. And the most wonderful part about it on the other side, right, is that the best choice in helping them was letting them go. Allowing them to see for themselves that they can do it. They have to be their own strength. That's a very difficult conclusion to come to. I love you. Now I chose to love you. I chose to love this thing, this project. And now I have to choose to let go of it with love, with as much energy as I had to hold on to it. I have to let it go now, because we are no longer of service to each other. Like, maybe a job that you've worked for like 10 plus years, and it just hurts you now, right? You start to really recognize that my efforts aren't needed here anymore. And you have to face the fact that it's in need of a different energy, a different vibration, just a difference. It's need of different. And you have to make the best choice of letting it go, of letting people go, because that's what serves you. That's what brings you peace. And I cry it out, so I encourage you to cry it out. You have to grieve your choices. And the memory, you know, if you have good memory, right, will stand the test of time. And I just hope that in my life, as well in your life, that you have so many more memories of awesomeness and abundance and positivity, that when you look back on everything, you look back on it with grace, comfort, and peace. May your choices always leave you with peace. Your heart is gonna, man, your heart's gonna always feel the feels. I feel my feels. So I'm always gonna encourage you to feel your feels and move forward in peace. Because we're not gonna sacrifice our peace for the sake of anything or anyone else. We're done sacrificing. Let's make choices. Let's move forward in peace. It's the best idea I've gotten. Some choices make you. Some choices break your heart. But they all lead to peace. Sooner or later, they all lead to peace. Peace.